Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. I am your host, Danny Gold, and with me, as always, is Cleo Doherty. How you doing, Cleo? What is
I'm
up?
Good. I'm hot. Yeah. Very hot.
Man, it is so hot. It's
crazy. So sticky.
But at least the Habs are in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
That's all Montreal's got going for it right now. The city's hyped. We may have lost against Tampa last night, if that's going to date this broadcast. But, you know, it's okay. We've had that theme of the first in every series where we're down four goals and then we win the rest of the series. So hopefully the Habs got a Stanley Cup in their future.
Yeah, it happened twice. I remember I told you about this before when they were when they'd won. And everybody just drives by and honks their horn.
Oh my God.
Super loud. And me and James were like watching Creepshow in the living room, and had to like shut the window. Like all the windows in our house were shut, and you could still just hear every like 2 seconds. There was just like beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, no, literally. That's so funny. Like it's just, it's like, I think, was it on the radio show or was it before we started recording last time? Because I remember you asking me, being like, did you hear everybody honking, you know, the other day?
Were drag racing. It was before the show, I think. Yeah, I thought drag racing because they were going so fast and everyone was honking.
Yeah.
And I had no idea because I'm not a sports person. I had no idea what was going on. And then we were like, we were honking.
So funny. It's so perfect. But like, yeah, like literally it was crazy. Like on Mount Royal, I saw people not even just at the bar, but like sitting on the sidewalk across the street, like because they closed the whole street on Mount Royal. Like it's just a walking street now. So people were literally just like sitting in the middle of the street, like watching the screens on the bar.
Yeah, it was so packed. I got off a shift downtown and there was for like all of the bars that you could sit in and eat and drink, like a Trabasseur, there was like such a line outside of it. And this lady, as I was walking by, came out and everybody had Habs jerseys on.
Yeah.
And she came out and she said something in French and I didn't quite catch it, but everybody just started cheering.
Oh,
and I was
my
like,
God.
I don't know if they're happy because of what she said or if they're happy just because someone came out of the restaurant. So that means that another person in the line gets to go into the restaurant.
Yeah, that's so funny. It's like, yeah, for all you know, she's like, hey, I spoke to the manager. We're going to open the window so you guys can watch the game while you wait in line. You know, or
they're
she's like,
yeah!
Hey, Johnny for table two.
Honestly, yeah. It was hilarious. But nice to see everyone out after COVID.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know,
fun and stuff.
We're slowly getting there. Oh, my cats just turned off one of my monitors. One sec. Midas Rose, what are you doing? And subsequently my air conditioning too. So there we go. But hold on. We're back online. You can still hear me okay. It didn't cut out my audio.
No, it's all good.
All right. Well, yeah. So on that note, thank you, Midas and Rose. I think we'll get into our first two songs. I got some CanCon for everybody right out of the gate. I got The Other Man by Sloan, which Sloan, I had really never knew Sloan. I know we played them on the show before, but like, wow, I was looking at their catalog like today. Like, they're pretty dope.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
They're pretty famous.
Yeah, no, Blood Tank. Like that's what I was looking up. Like, they're huge apparently, and I had no idea. And then I got Wake Up Phil by Mystery Machine, which was like a kind of alt punky, pop punky Canadian band that I found this morning. Which, I'm not gonna say I like them biasly out of the ones I picked this morning because of their name, but I biasly picked them this morning because I really like their name.
Sometimes that's the way it is. People are like, don't judge a book by its cover or its title. Like, that's the thing that grabs you. Yeah,
exactly. If you have a good album name or like a good band name, I am going to try and like you.
Yeah,
you know, even
I
if you suck,
that.
Like, like I will always try if you give me a clever name or a clever album name, clever song name.
It was like that that punk band from Toronto, I think, called the OBGMs, but it's Ooh Baby Gimme More. I'm sold.
I love
That's
it.
All I want. I love it already.
Absolutely. I love it so much. All right, so we're going to hit you with The Other Man by Sloan and Wake Up Phil by The Mystery Machine. So keep that dial turned right here on CJLO 1690 AM. We'll be right back.
Yeah.